All stations, all stations, all call signs. This is Wrecker Actual, over. Stand by for transmission. Prepare to copy. This is American Vindicta.
All right, well, welcome to American Vindicta, America's Angry Radio, where I'm always giving you a new reason to be upset. Let's discuss some more reasons to be upset. For starters, we have the WEF. Now, this is coming from newspunch.com. Bob Griswold sent this to me. And it is truly disturbing what we're about to read. Probably going to get me banned from YouTube at least, but we're going to read it anyways. World Economic Forum declares that pedophiles will save humanity. Newspunch.com. Wrote by Baxter Dimitri, or Dimitri Baxter, however you want to pronounce the fellow's name. So I'm going to read the article. I'm going to give my comments as we go. We'll see if I can make it without flipping my table over. A controversial initiative being promoted in the corridors of power by Klaus Schwab's World Economic Forum in Davos is to set families and anyone who cares about children up in arms. Yeah. What they did was they sent out, I guess this is a tweet, and it says, age gap love laws violate human rights. So if you don't know what age gap love laws refers to, it refers to pedophilia. We don't say pedophilia anymore. We don't say, you know, all the other demeaning things. Now it's age gap love laws. The World Economic Forum is now calling for the decriminalization of sex with children, arguing that laws against age gap love, more commonly known as pedophilia, violates human rights. I want you to go to the Rumble channel for American Vindicta Show, all one word, American Vindicta Show, and I want you to watch the interview that I did with Pastor Jamie Walden. When he was out in the Dominican Republic and they were carrying out operations against human trafficking and child sex enslavement. Extremely dangerous. Unworldly dangerous. And a lot of times not successful. Because literally the whole world is stacked up against you. Klaus Schwab is your enemy. What can you do? Besides the condemnation of what this man does and stands for, besides God himself striking him down, what can you do against Klaus Schwab? There are plenty of things that many of us want to do, but they pay for the law, the lawmakers, the judges, the congressmen, members of the law enforcement community, intelligence community, military, these large billion-dollar companies, all caught up in child sex trafficking, pedophilia, raping children. That alone is probably going to get me another strike on YouTube. But hey, you know what? My last two are down, so let's swing for the fences. Anybody else notice that Klaus Schwab is literally a James Bond figure, like James Bond style villain, like literally a James Bond villain? And when he's one of the most powerful men in the world, and he says he's coming for your kids to sexualize them, and shame on you for not allowing him to sexualize your children or their rulers to come and grab your children. There are people around the world in a certain area around the world that's very hot, where marrying off children to grown men is part of a custom. And thankfully, it's kind of stuck in that barbaric area. But when you bring it to modernity, when you bring it to Europe, America, Canada, it's a whole new kind of evil. It's all the same thing, but it's a whole new kind of evil because we know it's wrong and we have laws to stop it, and we enforce those laws and go after child sex trafficking. I mean, if you are ever paying attention to the news, for about a, I don't know, 6 months ago to a year ago, Broward County sheriffs were just nailing people who were in these pedophile rings, the child pornography online. I mean, every week, 20, 30 more arrested, 20, 30 more arrested. And then the next week, 20, 30 more arrested. And then the next week, oh, law enforcement was involved. These guys were involved. Disney was involved. Executives were involved. Hollywood actors, Hollywood directors. What do they all have in common? The thing that they all have in common is that they are byproducts of their father, Satan. And we need to start calling that out as a Christian community. Law enforcement, you better start doing your job. Law enforcement, I'm warning you. The people see through the BS. And unless you want a civil war in this country, you better start doing what you're told to do by the Constitution and protect we the people, because we the people grant you a limited amount of powers to protect us. If the supreme law of the land, which apparently is the FBI, comes after anyone and everyone, and they completely forgets about Jeffrey Epstein and what happened to Jeffrey Epstein, and everyone tied to Jeffrey Epstein, and they also completely forgot about Hunter Biden and the pedophilia from Hunter Biden with his niece and who else. It's all hidden. When the assistant director for the cyber command for FBI was questioned by Representative Josh Gates of Florida, it was like a year ago, and he said, why don't you know anything about the laptop from Hunter Biden? He said, I don't know where it's at. He said, well, here's a receipt, an FBI receipt that you have it. Where is it? The assistant director says, I don't know. And that's when Gates says, well, I'd like to enter in a record Hunter Biden's laptop because I have it. Bombshell. Bombshell went off, but you never heard anything else after it. There are systems of power in place that if you tempt that power, they're going to come after you. Look what happened to Donald Trump, Roger Stone, Alex Jones, Andrew Tate. I don't know very much about him. I don't like everything that he says. He's got some cool cars, but he's standing up against the New World Order. Recently raided and arrested over fake human trafficking claims by Greta Thunberg and some of her other buddies, supposedly some transsexual leftist activists, got him in trouble, making a false statement that he was involved in human trafficking. And they seized every one of his cars. And man, he's got a Bugatti. I mean, this dude's got million-dollar cars. Think he'll get them back? He lives in Romania. Probably won't, because that's not exactly a free country. But do you think America is separated from that? I don't think we are. I don't think we're a far cry from Romania or any other country where now the federal law enforcement completely abuses its power because it's told to abuse its power by the lawmaker. Everybody worries about the law enforcement. You should worry about the lawmaker. The law enforcement is no different than you and anyone else. They all get paid similar to what everyone else gets paid. The lawmaker in America has made themselves out into kings and queens. And because of that, they think they have power. They act upon it as if they've got real power. But it's we, the people, who give it to them. Look what's going on right now in the House of Representatives. McCarthy just lost the fifth vote for Speaker. There's a shift happening. There is a mood that's moving around in our Congress where people are starting to say, hey, listen, if we fail America again, we are going to be in danger. These people may just come after us. These people may tar and feather us. People are unpredictable. You never know what someone's going to do or what someone can do to a crowd of people who's already pissed off. Provocateurs is what we call that. Then you have agent provocateurs, like our friends from the FBI. Shame on you, FBI, for what you've become. And I feel so bad to every FBI agent out there, men and women, who are actually worth your salt and actually care about this country, and you are stuck in that corrupt piss hole of an agency. Originally, whenever I was growing up, I wanted to be an FBI agent. I wanted to be a G-man. That's what set me in the course that I went. And, you know, I went and did it all at one point. I went to the military, came back home, worked for the sheriff's department, went back overseas as a contractor, as a DOD defense contractor on a special response team, came back home, worked for the Department of Justice, then worked for the Department of Homeland Security. I was all about it until God took me out of it. And it wasn't until I was fully detached that I really started to notice some similarities that are alarming. As a guy who was on the inside for 15 years, man, there's some alarming stuff going on. And for every person in federal law enforcement, state law enforcement, local law enforcement, you work in a corrupt agency or around corrupt officers with corrupt politicians telling your bought off and paid for corrupt leadership what to do. And not everybody is like that. Not every officer is corrupt, and not every leadership is corrupt. I've worked with good guys and awesome leadership. Like when, you know, we were working on the border, working in Portland. It's like people who actually gave a damn, showed up, and never left. But that's very rare. That's very rare. And then you have people who get burnt out from the corruption, from the lack of things being done. And then they just go, you know what? It's almost the end of my shift. I'm not taking any more calls. I'll push it on a hold, and the next guy coming on can take care of my call load. That's crappy policing. Well, that crappy policing comes from bad politics, bad politicians who limit your law enforcement. Once law enforcement gets limited, then good people who should be in law enforcement say, I don't want to deal with that. And then the people with ego get into law enforcement, and then they sense power and control, and they go after it, and then they abuse that power. Or they take political sides, even worse. I know a lot of First Amendment auditors. I've spoken to, man, probably 20, 30 of them in my time. They're not all bad. Most of them are idiots, but they're not all bad. I understand the reasons for why some of them do what they do. catching cops that are, you know, breaking their constitutional authority, catch them, put them out there on media, expose them. Don't let them get away with it. The rest is all harassment just for, you know, a sake of likes and subscriptions. Those guys are worthless. That's an abuse of what you're doing as a citizen. But on the likewise, nobody trusts law enforcement. Nobody trusts law enforcement because nobody trusts the politicians. The politicians don't get anything done except for fattening up their own bank accounts. And then law enforcement goes by and harasses people, puts people under investigation, bankrupts them, charges them with stuff that gets them tied up in court for years and years and years, which is tens of thousands, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $100,000, trying to fight the government who's limitless, no budget, and then to be found not guilty. Career destroyed, family destroyed, personal identity destroyed, reputation destroyed, ability to get a job after this destroyed. And that's for the average working man and woman who stands up against the government. That's what they feel right now. But people like Klaus Schwab, who own the world apparently, can get away with murder and can get away with sexualizing your children. They've admitted they go after schools to enforce the WEF logic upon schools worldwide so that they can make children more behaviorally susceptible to what they want. And what they want is to have sex with your kids. What they want is to hunt your kids down, like in Hunger Games. There's literally areas, one confirmed that I know of, and a few others know of, in the Dominican Republic. That's like a 40, 50 acre tract of land where children are literally released into the woods and then hunted and killed for sport. Same thing on Epstein Island. And you didn't hear jack shit else about that when that man died, did you? Nope. They just moved the game somewhere else. It should make every father blood-boilingly furious that you have people in the WEF and American representatives that are in it who are fully on board with sexualizing your children. This is one of the reasons why I do not, will not, and will never support Ukraine. Because Ukraine's leaders are all about it. WEF is a huge supporter of Ukraine. What do you think is happening in Ukraine? What do you think was happening prior? Why do you think Joe Biden, pedophile in chief, is willing to go to war with a super state called Russia to keep Ukraine? It's not the oil. It's not the minerals. It's not the energy. It's not the people. They don't care about the people. Think it's a tax write-off that they get to send all of our equipment and our money over there? But we'll just write that off on our taxes to IRS. That's not how that works. Why did they give $120 million to Pakistan for transsexual research to improve the men and women's lives in Pakistan? What I'm about to say should be very well thought and expounded upon by men. I don't care if you vote or don't vote. I don't care if you are religious or not religious. I don't care if you're white. I don't care if you're black or Asian or Latino or Hispanic. I guess there's a difference in that. or whatever race and creed you decide to hail from, I don't care. But you would think as a human kind, especially men, that we would care that somebody chooses to prey upon our children. Could you imagine, fathers, if representatives of the federal government one day decided to show up at your house with a search warrant for your children? Why hasn't little Billy and Susie been going to the, you know, what is that, age gap love conference and learning about why they should be sexually free? Why do you refuse the orders of Klaus Schwab? Why aren't you eating your Monsanto tomatoes and lettuce? Why aren't you drinking your poisoned water? Why aren't you drinking the poison Cokes that we give you as well? I see you haven't been refilling your medication. Why aren't your kids in school? Oh, by the way, when's the last time you paid your taxes? Because everything is for the state. And the state is everything. You'll either be a cog in the wheel, or you'll be the cricket that gets ground up and fed to the masses. That's your choice, men. You have monsters amongst you, and most of you lay around being sheep. That's why I'm tired of the sheep reference. That's why I'm tired of the sheepdog reference. We failed. We failed. We don't protect. We don't serve. We don't go after crime. We don't go after criminals. We don't go after the cartel. We go after people who pray in front of abortion centers. Oh, and by the way, abortion is about freedom, self-choice. It's about humanity and caring for children. These bastards will not stop until they own you and they have squeezed every bit of life and blood out of you. And it goes right into their martini. As your husk gets thrown away, they drink your life essence. That is what they want. That's why the border's wide open. More meat for the juice bar. That's why crime is rampant in every city across America, because they have to show that they can control strife. They can stop it at any moment. We can root out the gangs. Oh, yeah, we can. We can come after the pedophile rings. Oh, yeah, we can. We've proven we've done it before. We bombed entire cities in Iraq for just a few people. If we want to rid the world of evil, we will. We can, but we choose not to. Because the God of this world is in control. Many of you need to understand something. Even if you can pray this back to a next generation, the threat doesn't leave. The evil is still there. What you see right now, the appalling nature of the earth, the appalling behavior of people, is just a prelude to the Antichrist kingdom and the buildup to that. Many years ago, I had a dream, a prophetic dream, and I have not had many of these, nor do I ever speak of them. But I speak of this one dream because it's being proven to be true. It doesn't make me a prophet, doesn't make me special, And I'm sure many of you had the same dream. But I was given a dream many years ago when I first became a Christian. And I decided to start holding myself accountable. That there would come a day that the law of the land would decide that homosexuality, marriage, would come true. And it did happen. And then transsexuality would become normalized. And it happened. And then pedophilia would be recognized as a form of sexual expression. And it's happening. And then finally, the last two things was that bestiality would be legalized. And they're talking about it in Europe. And then child sacrifice would be done in the open, like on the altars of Baal and Moloch. And now Klaus Schwab says he wants your kids. If you're willing to give up your kids to be raped, to be sexualized, then you'd be willing to give up your kids to be sacrificed. Stay asleep, America. Watch it happen. For the rest of you, especially the men, I warn you, you better start sharpening the axes and swords, because they're coming for the guns. You better start getting used to manual labor, learning life-saving skills. You better learn how to defend yourself and your family and be in the physical shape to do it. Because weak men are not needed at this point in time in this world. Weak men are what caused what's happening. Just look around on social media. Very few people on social media, the worst thing that could have happened to mankind, are what you would call a man's man. And I know all the feminists will get really, really emotionally distraught when I say a man's man. But a man's man is only as good if he's got a real woman attached to him. That's why I can get up every day, pain throughout my back, throughout my right leg, warm up, stretch out, drink my coffee, and start getting mad. And thinking, what can I do? How can I help? How can I help myself to help my family? How can I help God to complete this mission that He's put us here on? How can I help you to understand you are in dire times? How can I help the men out there who play video games 90% out of the day or watch porn? Barely work out, have no actual skills besides typing on the internet. When it's all taken away from you, where are you going to go? You're going to go straight to the government. And because you had no skills and you had no strength, you'll be nothing more than another cricket caught in the cogs and ground up for meal. Doug, you're too hard on people. You're too aggressive. You're too masculine. You're too alpha. I got called an alpha Chad. I was like, what the hell's a Chad? Apparently that's something that's like an ultra alpha male. That's fine. I'll take that. I'll be an alpha Chad. Every man should be an alpha Chad. Every man, that's your goal in life, is to be as manly as possible. But it's not. Instead, men are becoming as womanly as possible. They don't stand up for themselves. They don't stand up for their women. They don't stand up for their family. They don't stand up for their rights. They don't stand up for their constitution. They don't stand up for their country. They don't stand up in church. Whenever a pastor starts talking wild and crazy and choosing political sides and racial identity over the values and teachings of our Lord Jesus, instead, it's more about what color was Jesus. Was Jesus blonde-haired and blue-eyed, or was he dark-skinned and Arab, or was he black? Who cares? Who cares, man? That's my Lord. I don't care. He loves me. That's all I care about. Because all I want to do is bring vengeful hate to the world. Because I'm sick and tired of the way the world looks. But I know for a fact that that's my heart speaking. And not what's in me, which is him. So I have to control that aspect of me. Many of you out there, you wish for blood and glory and desolation. You've never seen combat. And yet you want civil war. You want the Great Reset. You want to go fight the government. Half of you are going to die from a heart attack because you don't even, you can't walk half a mile. But you got all the cool guy gear. You got all the guns. You bought all the food stubs. You forgot to get the go fasters. Get on the track every now and then. I'm not being mean. I'm being real. You don't take this serious. Instead, what you do is you collect things. Oh, I collect little freedoms every now and then. I collect little assurities every now and then. And if I ever need them, then they're there. In reality, with a lot of the number 10 cans that are out there, most of you men don't even know how to open it correctly. And when you're trying to open it with a knife and you stab into it, and this is obviously when the apocalypse has happened, right? You stab into that can and you're trying to tear it open and that jagged metal cuts you up. You get a little infection. Well, a couple weeks later, you're probably going to die. If you would have just bought the can opener, you would have just read the directions, right, men? We think we can handle everything. And then we say, nah, nothing's going to happen. I don't need to be prepared. You're paranoid. The world's going to keep moving on like it has. There has never been an establishment New World Order that can literally peer into every person's private life via a laptop, a cell phone, whatever smart device you have. There's never been a New World Order that has said that we are coming for your children to be our brides. What are we going to do about it when it finally unfolds? When the governments of the world or the new world government comes to your house, knock, 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 give us your children. Many of you will right now be saying, not me, not my kids. You know, I might give you something else in return. Not my kids. And then there's many of you, the leftists, that are absolutely out of your mind, who will say, oh yeah, because that's a freedom of sexual representation. That's you just wanting to love who you want to love. And then, you know, that's just you wanting to burn whoever you want to burn to a stake. That's just you wanting to eat whoever you want to eat, wanting to sacrifice whoever you want to sacrifice. The world is only going to get worse. And for every pastor out there who tells you that this is just no different than any other times that's going on, things will get better, we can pray our way out of this, prove it. Find me 10 righteous men. You know, I don't know what the numerical representation would be out of 400 million Americans. Christianity is at its lowest, and half the Christians don't even believe in what they're doing. They just show up because it's a party at the church. It's a rock show at the church. Some nations that are entirely based off of religion will call for a holy jihad upon anyone that's described as an infidel. And of course, if you're an infidel, that means you're a non-believer. And they have the right to own you, own your land, or kill you. And most of you clap your hands. Oh, I'm so proud of them. And then on the flip side of this, and I got to be a little askew when I say things. On the flip side of this, then you have a paradoxical, hyper-pantheonic religion called Catholicism that will gradually come by and ask if you want to become a Christian, become our kind of Christian. And if not, then you're a heretic and we're going to burn you at the stake. If you introduce anything that is based off of freedom, we're going to burn you at the stake. If you are of any other type of society that doesn't believe what we want, then we'll go to holy war against you. And that just is what it is. And because we're the Holy Roman Empire, you ain't going to do anything about it. And that is the way of the world for many people. But those of us who are actually Christian, who are supposed to pick up your cross and follow Jesus, we are such a small minority of people who actually have commitments to their religious ideology. And that's why Christianity is attacked so much. That's why there's like 1,300 sects of Christianity now. Because all of it is to confuse. All of it is to separate. None of it is unifying. I can find a flaw with every one of them. Baptist, Presbyterian, Lutheran, Pentecostal, Catholic. All of this, which you don't seem to understand, is only helping the infrastructure of the Antichrist to be created, because you will be part of the super church that this man takes over and is worshiped from. He'll be a combination of every religion. And the New World Order will be his kingdom. And our biggest enemy will come from within our own ranks. Your children will be your enemy from your own home. Tell me that didn't happen with wokeism. Children turning on their parents. Losing their identity, losing their minds. The Nazis had that. With the brown shirts, the brown shirt youth, turning on their parents because they turned to the state. That's the dangers when you have a failed Congress, a bought and paid for failed Congress. We dangerously turn into an autocracy, a dictatorship by party. And yet you would think with the checks and balances that are in place that someone within federal law enforcement would say, no, everything that you're saying is against the Constitution. We're not doing it. And by the way, you're now under investigation for subverting the Constitution and putting we the people at risk. Well, they won't do that because they're all part of the same club, at least from the top. From the top, they seem to be all part of the same club. At the bottom, where I was at, where the average working law enforcement officer was at, there's nothing you can do. You can't gather everyone together and say, hey, listen, we're going to rise up against so-and-so. It would never happen. You don't understand, the powers at play cannot be taken down. That's why your vote doesn't matter, does it? That's why they come for your kids. Look what just happened in Texas recently. A man who's been battling his crazy wife for the rights to his son. The Supreme Court in Texas said, nope, we're going to allow the wife to keep the rights to the boy who wants to send the boy to California to be chemically castrated so that she can turn her son into a daughter. Which, being the fact that this woman's also a psychologist, is absolutely insane, because that's not how chromosomes work. I'm not a scientist, but I studied biology. I know how it works. Every single person in America, if you graduated from high school or college, you know how biology works. There's no excuse. But once again, this is your freedoms, your sexual freedoms, or what they say, your freedom of religion and from religion. And because of that, we've made ourselves so free, we've turned ourselves into Babylon. That's why most of our cities are representations of Sodom and Gomorrah. MAGA, which has plenty of problems within itself, is considered to be an internal domestic threat. And what are the principles of this internal domestic threat? Ten Commandments, conservative views, traditional family values, smaller government, not involving ourselves in the world's wars or starting wars in other countries, securing our borders, better education for the kids, transparency amongst every single federal agency on what they actually spend money on, strong military, strong economy. That is the threat to the government? I thought that was the government. I had to write this down and shake my head as I was writing it, because this is how stupid we are as a nation now. But this is our problem. Our real problem is the attack on manhood. Don't get me started. I go on for days about that. The real problem lies here. Wrote by Michael Hoff from Those Who Remain. The quote should be very well known to most of you. Hard times create strong men. Strong men create good times. Good times create weak men. Weak men create hard times. We suffer from weakness, and we are in a hard time. I wonder why. Men, you put the sword down. You beat them into plowshares too quickly. You gave up on fighting evil. You gave in to it because they offered you money and retirement and insurance and benefits, and look the other way. You'll get a bonus. Join the club. We'll get you a higher pay raise. You chose the God of this world instead of hard work and commitment and having a biblical value. Because, it's too restrictive. I'm not free enough based off the Ten Commandments. I can't marry who I want. I can't have sex with whoever I want. I can't prey upon children. I can't enslave someone of a different race or creed or religion. I can't take over the world if I follow the commandments. I would love to hear if any of your pastors talk like this. If they do, tell them to come on the show. We'll have this discussion. We'll get thrown off the internet together. This isn't about me. I could be making six figures right now if I wanted. I left six figures. You don't think I can go to the private side and work for these people privately and make six figures? What do you think guys like me do for a living? They don't risk everything to come and do this. They don't risk their reputation and their lives to come and do this. They make money. They stay back in the shadows and keep their head down because it's all about the almighty retirement. How many times did I hear that when I worked in the government? Now I'll just keep my head down. I'm not going to get involved in politics. I'm not going to express my opinions or views because I'm heavily outweighed. There's jack shit I can do. Everything's stacked against me. I'll make my paycheck, and that's how I provide for my family, and occasionally I'll arrest a bad guy. Look at me. I'm an American hero. Now is the time, men, that you better get comfortable with becoming a warrior. Because the cyclic rate of America is continuing. Weak men have created hard times. That's why a new breed of strong men are being created right now. I'm one of them. Most of you men listening to me right now, you're one of them. Should you choose to be that? Should you dare to pick up the sword? There's other things you can do besides working for the government. There's other things that you can do. There's other ways that you can commit. There's other ways that you can provide. Keep working for Caesar. Keep working for Nimrod. And you'll be counted amongst everyone else. Which Nazi was found safe when Hitler finally killed himself and the trials began? If he actually did kill himself. God, there's so many conspiracies about that. Don't get me started on that, because I don't believe he did. At the Nuremberg trials, you know who was able to get away? Not the private. Not the corporal. Not the sergeant. Not a few generals. The men who could provide. Scientists. Engineers, a few lawyers here and there, a few doctors here and there. But you know who was hung as well? Nurses, politicians, school teachers, policemen, prison guards, numerous members of the military. And for those who got away because the American government said, hey, I know they're evil, but I need them. I need his evil genius to build my rockets, to take me to the moon. I need his evil works so that we can have a better healthcare system called eugenics. I need this evil person because his ability to establish control and propaganda was unmatched in the world. And yeah, I know some of these engineers built some of the most devastating weapons and chemicals that mankind has ever known. But when they come to our side, they'll build these weapons for us. And we're the good guys. And we'll use them wisely. We won't abuse our government. We won't abuse our people. We want to protect. We're the government, after all. We're here to help. How many of you think with the Maoist government and the Stalin government, if the people would have just revolted and said, to hell with it, let's go for it. How many people think it might have been a bloody war, but they could have won freedom? It's not about you, it's for your kids, for your lineage, for their destiny. At 35, my life is done. Everything I do now is for my kids. God willing, I don't become paralyzed by the time I'm 55, and I can continue to progress forward to provide for my kids and for their kids, because that is what the New World Order is afraid of, a man who can provide. You don't need the government. Why are you taking money for the government? I go to work for a living. I'll go get two jobs. I'll go get three jobs. My sister-in-law worked four jobs to provide for her kids. You can provide should you choose. But most of you choose to sit on your ass and play video games. Most of you have more problems with the way I talk from your emails or from your little comments that you like to make, because it's all about me in the comment section. Look at me. I'm a mighty hero in the comment section. You quote every verse and chapter. I'm not a pastor. I'm not a reverend. I talk a little coarse. I've lived a little bit of a coarse life. Most men like me have. But it was the men like me and the women who chose to support us, who fought for the country, who fought for these freedoms, who gave you what you have right now. Like my grandfathers, my great-grandfathers, who came to this country seeking freedom. And they knew every bit of ounce of blood they had to shed to give it from World War I to now. We have forgotten everything that's been given to us. I'm still disgusted whenever I saw, driving through Dallas at a church, a flag, banner, whatever you want to call it, must have been 40 foot long and 30 feet wide. Black Lives Matter. Because it's a black church. And some of my employees went to that church. And they were Black Lives Matter supporters. Well, guess what? Your Democratic church with your Black Lives Matter support are the ones who approve of the policies of the Democrats, who are the ones who want your kids for sacrifice and abortion, and they want your kids for sexualization for brides. Keep voting for the Democrats. Keep worshiping Moloch and Baal. Keep denying Christ. The devil's got a lot more in store for this country. This is just the beginning. This isn't bad yet. You want to see bad? Go back into some of the old chapters in the Bible. Look at what happened when nations were sieged. When the enemies of God sieged Judah. When they sieged some of these other cities. And people were starving because they cut off all resources. Two women told the king, "King, you got to come down here. We need your help." It says, "Why? What do you need from me? More wine?" "No, we have an argument." "Okay, what's your argument?" "Well, so we agreed to eat our kids because, you know, we're all starving. And so we cut her kid in half and, you know, Now she wants mine. Well, did you agree to do this? Oh, yeah, yeah, but I tricked her. See, we boiled her kid and ate it. And then she wanted mine, and I won't give it to her. Because now I'm full. Most of you think the Bible is hyperbolic, filled full of fanciful stories. You don't think in other nations that have experienced siege where cannibalism wasn't grossly committed amongst the population? There are sieges that have lasted for 20 years in modern times. America, you're one power grid away from being sieged by Russia and China. You don't think Canada would roll over on America in a heartbeat if China said so? Or Mexico? Canada, Mexico runs it. Or excuse me, Canada is ran by China. Russia and China have an extremely heavy influence in Mexico. They could cut the borders off. Cut the ports off. As frantic and stupid as most Americans are, whenever COVID happened, they were fist fighting over toilet paper. What do you think they'll do whenever we get encircled? People will be killing each other over cans of tuna, over cat food. Because, hey, all pet food is made for human consumption for a reason. But I'm just a crazy guy on the internet. I'm just a jaded veteran. I'm just a cop who left the force because, I had anger issues, right? All the lies that get told about me from my old agency. It's unreal what some of you guys have been told. Zero truth has been told as to why I left. You work for a corrupt government. You will eventually be corrupted if you continue to stay, or you'll capitulate. And you'll be a part of the problem. I don't have any good solutions for you. But you don't have to be a part of the problem. But I warn you, if you go this route, you're going to become an enemy of the state. Just like Jesus was, just like the prophets were, and the apostles were. If you are not for all these woke things, have you not seen what they say in the online columns and threads? They want to kill you. They want to take your land. You shouldn't have a job. I didn't even get into fully this whole thing with Jordan Peterson yet. Now let's see if we got time to read this. I'm sorry for rambling. I ramble occasionally. Let's continue real quick before we move on to Jordan Peterson. If you're listening to this, it's probably going to be like an hour and 20 minutes long. Download it. AmericanVindictaShow.com is the website. All the long stuff is done on Rumble, and it's also done on YouTube. Thank you very much for everyone who subscribes, who shares this, who comments, who you know, I know some of you got problems with me, whatever. But thank you to everyone who supports me. If you do want to support me, there's a donation page at the end. I do ask that you support the Fight Ministries and Pastor Jamie Walden and whoever else is actually worth their salt. Guys, I've been upset all day after reading this. The World Economic Forum is now calling for the decriminalization of sex with children, arguing that laws against age gap love, more commonly known as pedophilia, violate human rights. What's interesting is whenever I worked for the Department of Justice under the Federal Bureau of Prisons, I worked in FCC Beaumont, Bloody Beaumont. And at our low facility, I think we had 2,500 inmates. And if I'm correct when I say this, 2,300 of them were in there for sex crimes, most of them pedophile related. And if I'm correct when I say this, between petty crimes and sexual assaults on children, that makes up the majority of the general population of all jails and prisons. The violent crime, I'm not counting that. But like for the majority, it's all the same people. Petty crime, drugs, sexual assaults on kids. Notice how it's not called lovemaking to kids. It's not called sexual preference to kids. In the courts, it's called sexual assault upon a child, upon a minor. But according to this, rather than being a scourge, the pedophilia epidemic that is sweeping the world is actually called nature's gift to humanity. According to Klaus Schwab, whose World Economic Forum has declared that pedophiles are being created by nature in increasingly large numbers for a reason. If this is still on YouTube after I'm done with this, I'm going to be shocked, but I don't care. It's going on. So try and save it if you can, guys, and put it on other channels so you can get canceled as well. But don't worry, it'll be on Rumble. So, or gsradio.net, Heroes Nations. I'm also there too. According to a research paper presented at the WEF in Davos, Switzerland. I talked so long, my coffee's cold. Now I'm really pissed. The pedophile phenomena represents nature's attempt to cleanse the earth and save humanity from itself. I can't believe what I'm reading. Minor attracted people, pedophiles, chomos, that's what we call them in prison, are far less likely to produce large numbers of offspring, according to academic data, and the so-called underage people they have relationships with are statistically less likely to go on and become heads of large families themselves. You know why? Because when you break somebody at that age, you fracture their mind. You splinter them. Russ Dizdar, God rest his soul. Can't wait to see you, Russ. When you fracture these young people's minds, you destroy their life, even if they can get around it. They are emotionally scarred for life. The nightmares, the mental instabilities affecting relationships with average people, their views upon the world. Oh, by the way, every now and then they become the predators that preyed on them, or much worse, they become the serial killers. They become the mafia bosses. Because at that age of being broken, all they knew was violence upon themselves. So they'll visit violence upon everyone in their life to fill a gap that was torn wide open by some evil man or woman. Most of them, when they come to Christ, have to be, how would I say this kindly? Have to be self-monitored or counseled for all of their adult years in some form or fashion, either formally or informally. Many do not make it out of that grave that was dug from them at a very young, tender age. And many that are in the child sex trafficking, after being used up, are organ harvested. And what I'm saying right now will get 200 views, 180 views on YouTube. Like, maybe 100 views on Rumble. Maybe a couple thousand of you are listening on radio. And then it'll stop. You won't hear nothing else about this. Very few people will speak as boldly as I have today about this situation. But if I said something about aliens, you have thousands of views. Where's your priority? Or is it that you don't care? You can be peer pressured into putting the Ukrainian flag on your social media or BLM, most of you churches, most of you businesses, but you won't stand up for your kids. This appeals to the WEF and their version of destroying the family unit and depopulating the earth. The WEF, which has ordered the mainstream media to begin pushing the narrative, wants to introduce an international policy that will require the majority of countries to decriminalize or at the very least relax their laws against pedophilia. Europe, you're going to do it. Your parliament's been talking about it. You'll be one of the first ones to do it. And then America will and Canada will. The New York Times, always at the forefront of globalist agenda, ran an op-ed arguing that pedophilia is not a crime. According to the Times, civil rights protections must be extended to pedophiles. Quote, without legal protection, a pedophile cannot risk seeking treatment or disclosing his status to anyone for support. He could lose his job and future job prospects if he is seen at group therapy session, ask for a reasonable accommodation to take medication or see a psychiatrist, or request a limit in his interaction with children. Isolating individuals from appropriate employment and treatment only increase their risk of committing a crime. Let me tell you what happens to chomos, to pedophiles, when they're in prison. Not allowed to bathe. Not allowed to use commissary. The barbers won't cut their hair. They don't get food. Not the good stuff. Because they do make good stuff in prison at times. Some of them. Not allowed to go to the TV room. Sometimes not allowed to wash their clothes or themselves. They're sexually assaulted. Violently assaulted. Sometimes murdered. Because even amongst the shittiest of us, in prison, there seems to be a code of ethics amongst the murderers and the rapists, the gang members, the terrorists, the white supremacists, the black supremacists, the mafia, the white collar guys, the bad cops, all these mix of people that are in prison, the violent offenders, the drug dealers, the arms dealers. Even amongst them, there's a code of ethics. Messed with kids? You got put in the wrong prison. I've been on many of those body alert calls where someone's hitting their body alarm. And somebody's just getting stabbed up. And after you find out who the victim is, you go, oh, well, I know why they killed you. And that's the way it's thought of. There's no remorse. There's no, oh, the poor fellow. If he could have just got treatment. He got his treatment. And it's time that we stop normalizing this. This will get me banned from YouTube. Like every other week, I get something that I've done wrong. So don't expect me to be here soon. I'm not slowing down, guys. I'm going to keep speaking out. I'm going to keep speaking the truth. Because if they don't, they're going to get these bastards to sneak by something on you. And one day you're going to go, what do you mean you're coming for my kids? What do you mean this adult had a sexual relationship with my child by stalking them online and then convinced my 12, 13, 14, 15, 16-year-old child to go and meet them somewhere. Why were they preying upon my child? Oh, well, because it's their sexual preference to prey upon your child, sir. Well, I have a very kinetic preference if that happens. And every one of you dads out there, I don't give a hoot in hell who is in charge of the government or law enforcement. If you're not going to protect us, we have to protect us. If Klaus Schwab gets this passed in our Congress, consider America's death warrant has been signed. So, not to be outdone, CNN countered with an article that proclaimed that pedophiles are not monsters or social deviants living in the shadows. According to CNN, it's high time for society to update its image of pedophiles. CNN followed up this article with an even more explicit call for sympathy. Rather than considering child molesters the lowest of the low, we should reach out to them and seek to understand, according to CNN, because they claim one cannot choose not to be a pedophile. You can choose to breathe. You got an option. The psychologist Jesse Baring, author of the book Perv, The Sexual Deviant in All of Us. That's a lie straight from hell, and I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. This reprobate also urges the reader to sympathize with child molesters, writing that people with pedophilia aren't living their lives in the closet. They're eternally hunkered down in a panic room. And you should be panicked, because you child molesters know nothing about panic yet. Let this come to America. The wolves will be unleashed. We will forget the sheep and take the fight to you. I promise you that will happen. Salon, the website, also got in on this act, urging us to meet pedophiles who mean well. Meet the friendly rapist. The BBC famously spent decades covering up for Britain's most notorious pedophile, Jimmy Savile, also wants us to think positively about the new generation of pedophiles. And make no mistake, a coordinated attempt is underway to present pedophilia as harmless. Harmless. What is going on? The media is representing us with a case of classic Overton window. According to the political scientist Joseph Overton, there is a window within which there are ideas that are considered acceptable by society, that's tolerated, therefore, even by those who do not share them. Ideas outside this window are considered extremist and not acceptable in debate. So, the Overton window goes like this. You have unthinkable, and then radical, and then acceptable, and then sensible, and then popular, and then policy, which is law, and then popular, and in reverse, sensible, acceptable, radical, and unthinkable. We are right now within a time frame where pedophilia is considered acceptable, Soon it will be sensible, then it will be popular, and then it will be law. The Overton window idea has been a move to theorize how an idea that is currently radical can succeed in becoming accepted by society or even become popular policy. It's a scale of perceptions whereby one goes from seeing an idea that is unthinkable to seeing it as radical, then acceptable, then popular, and at that point translated into practice by politics. According to the global elite in Davos, it's time for mainstream media to catch up with them and relax the outdated social taboo that is against pedophilia. And what better way to change society's morals than by brainwashing the children? Could this be why the federal government is coming down on Elon Musk? Because we're taking their play toys away from them? Just this week, sorry this video is so long, by the way. I hope you're still there. For any of you who are still watching, I'm going to continue to read this. Just this week, Klaus Schwab was caught bragging about how the World Economic Forum has completely infiltrated education systems in many countries. According to Schwab, if the children are exposed to WEF ideology at a young enough age, they can be completely indoctrinated. And their tweet, age gap love laws violate human rights. They have infiltrated the schools, plotting a course to straight out our children. And we already know that they've infiltrated all the cabinets. Governments across the world are operating under the World Economic Forum now and are waging war on children. Klaus Schwab, the Nazi, Klaus Schwab's young global leaders are systematically attempting to normalize pedophilia and decriminalize sex with children across the world. Just this week, Jacinda Ardern's far-left New Zealand government, a judge from there declared that a 12-year-old child can consent to sex with adults. The case in question featured a 45-year-old man whose defense centered on the claim that his 12-year-old victim wanted it. According to the middle-aged man, the 12-year-old girl pressured him for sex. This is the quote from this guy. He says, "I know she was a child, but the way she came to me was like a mature woman. I refused her, but she kept coming back to me. She truly wanted to do this." Now, as a father of five and having an 11-year-old daughter, there's nothing mature about my 11-year-old daughter. Nor could I even imagine. Of course, I have kids. And my brain is not wired this way, apparently, but that is a child that will be my child until I'm 70, 80 years old, God willing, and I'm dead in the ground. That's always going to be my baby girl. But to ever view her in anything explicit, that is evil. That is willing evil that they want to visit upon your children. And the most evil part about it isn't just the fact that they want to sexualize your child. It's that they want you to agree with them that it's a good idea. So in the final days of the trial, Judge Earwaker addressed the issue of consent for a person under 16 years old. This is a quote from the judge. "Legally, a person under 16 cannot give consent for charges of indecent acts. Therefore, as a jury, all you need to do is decide if the indecent acts took place. Then came the kicker. The judge told the jury, but as for sexual intercourse, a person under 16 can give consent. You need to consider whether or not the consent was given based on evidence that you have. Here comes, once again, grooming. Grooming the victim. This judge should meet a firing squad. I'm so getting kicked off YouTube. Welcome to Klaus Schwab's New Zealand. Same thing happening in France. President Macron's government voted against having an age of consent in France in 2018, becoming one of the first nations in the world that actually caved under pressure from an international cabal that determined to decriminalize sex with children across the world. This means that there is no federal law in France for pedophilia. And adults who have sex with children of any age will not be prosecuted for rape of the child as long as they can prove that it wasn't violent, there wasn't a threat, duress, or surprise used during the intercourse. George Orwell is turning over in his grave right now. Were we not warned about these times? If you've been paying attention to the WEF's absurd policies in recent times, then you're not going to be surprised at anything I've just said. The WEF policies have all one thing in common. They dehumanize, degrade, and mock us and our God. They are designed to take away all the joys of life and inflict maximum pain, led by a Nazi, who, of course, came to the running aid of the Nazis in Ukraine. Klaus Schwab's right-hand man, Yuval Noah Harari. Long history of saying very stupid things out loud. Even declared that God is dead and Jesus is fake news. So what are we even arguing about anymore? The New World Order exists. It's there. They tell you they're there. And yet many of you stupid people will sit there and say, nah, you know what? It's just like the 70s and the 80s when times got really bad. No, it's not. We have never seen a time like this. And it will get worse because it's you people who say it doesn't exist. It's you people who won't stand up and fight for this. I've been on for, what, an hour and 20 minutes now. According to the statistics of YouTube, 90% of you will exit out of this within 3 minutes. So then I get these little emails from YouTube. Hey, Doug, you want to be more successful? You want to have more subscribers? Do what we say and only have a 3-minute video. Make shorts of cats and funny things. Don't talk about anything serious. Don't offend anybody. Yeah, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. This is American Vindicta. This show is about America's anger. And you should be angry. You should be disgusted and angry with the way our country has gone. I would love to rename this show something else. I wanted to call it so many different things. But God decided what this show would be called. Vindicta. Men, where is your vindicta? Where is your deep-seated hatred for all things evil? And why have you capitulated to it? You put down the sword and you picked up the phone, and now you can't take your eyes off of it. This world will catch most of you so off guard that when the hard times come, you will be more than willing to walk into the FEMA camp. Oh, I'm a conspiracy theorist for saying that. Okay. You'll be more than willing to walk into the SHIELD camp, as the CDC calls it. You'll be more than willing to give up your rights, more than willing to give up your kids, more than willing to give up your land, give up your jobs, take your monthly stipend, take the mark of the beast, and shut up and be happy. You chose not to fight. You chose where you're at. You should have left when you had the chance. You should have resisted with all the others. But you chose to stay. Now you can't leave. That's what happens when you take the mark. But don't worry, the Bible's not real. God is just an imaginary figure that we use to hinder growth in society. Right? That's why the entire world lies with the evil one. That's why the entire world is against anything biblical. That's why this New World Order elitism went to one of the tallest mountains in the world, or one of the most well-known mountains in the world, and broke the Ten Commandments on it. Nobody's trying to offend Buddha. Nobody's trying to offend Mormonism or the Church of Scientology or Islam, atheism, Marxism, communism, the men who are actually worshipped as gods on this planet. Nobody's trying to offend them. Everything is an attack upon God, an attack upon Christ, because he is the only one that they actually fear. They don't fear you. They fear he who is in you. God bless you. Sorry for the long rant. Hope you like this. Please share it. Hopefully I said something inspirational, not stupid, for an hour and 20 minutes. We'll see how many likes this video gets. This video will probably never go above 300, 400 views because I talked about religion. And it may not reach that because you don't care. It may not reach that because I'm so shadow banned that you literally have to dig in YouTube to find me. I'm on Rumble, heroesnation.tv, gsradio.net, thecommonsenseshow.tv. Subscribe to the Intel Report. Oh, by the way, on Rumble, the Intel Report has its own page now. It's all one word, Intel Report, Doug and Dave Intel Report. All the things that me and Dave Hodges do together is going to be on that until they kick us off. And we're going to keep continuing to speak the truth until I can't say it anymore. Because no one else is. And if they are, good for you. Keep doing it. Keep fighting the fight. It's worth it. Stay frosty. I'm out of here.
All stations, all call signs. Prepare for transmission. This is Wrecker Actual. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. End of transmission.